Hell Pinkies, this is the Faye Driver once again, and I am just popping in here to introduce the recordings from within the Pride 48 shuttle. That's what you're going to hear next. So, this is not by any means the exhaustive, all of the recordings that were made. If you want to hear more, you can go to Mark in Canada. His show, the Musings of a Tech Writer, and Mark has got some other conversations as well from within the Pride 48 shuttle. So if you're interested in hearing more, check out Musings of a Tech Writer. The URL for that will be in my show notes. You can look in the lyrics and see where to find Mark. In any case, right now we're going to listen to a couple of the rides I had with a varying number of people, and you'll see what was going on inside the Pride 48 shuttle.
Yes, if you want to confess something, now is the time.
Now is the time.
Be advised, it will be broadcast to all Pride 48 listeners. So if it involves anybody.
Can you do a voice modification thing?
Oh yeah, that would be cool. I'd like to remain anonymous.
Okay, all right.
I stole some of Fatty's bacon.
Ooh.
He went up to get something else in the breakfast buffet, and I stole one of his pieces of bacon.
Did you eat it or save it? Put it in a scrapbook.
I'm going to have it bronzed. As a memento of Pride 48, 2011.
So I don't know if you can hear Anonymous back there. He is going on about stealing. He felt he wanted to. I have to reiterate because you're very far away.
Right, yeah.
So I'll just make sure we heard your story because we wouldn't want to lose a good story. So, Anonymous confessor back there says he stole some of Big Fatty's bacon. So, I don't know how we'll make you pay restitution for that. But I'm in the car right now. We're in the Pride 48 shuttle. We're going for our first run. John Ong is making us late. And that'll be his last. You get one chance to make us late. And then that's it. You're off the shuttle.
The ever fashionable.
Can we
John
vote him off?
So I have also in the Pride 48 shuttle, we have Guru Nudie.
Hello, from Tampa.
And Moose P.
Howdy doody.
So Moose P, we had an adventurous day yesterday, Moose P and I. I had a rough day getting in. I'm just going to do my show, you guys,
sure,
while you're sitting back there.
Can you put a CD in?
I'd love to, but I can't. Because copyright issues. So, all right, now, John Ong.
I'm keeping my IP open.
I think he's over here. Do you think? Is that where that... There's the walkway,
yeah,
okay.
There he is. He's up on the left.
You see him?
Yeah, about a block forward. See where those pedestrians are crossing?
Yes.
I think I saw him in his shirt.
Okay, perfect. That's where we'll go.
What he was wearing for breakfast because it was very fetching.
You don't think he's done a wardrobe change
now? For God's sake.
Well, it's possible.
So anyway, let me get back to my story about yesterday. So I flew in. And it was extremely hectic because, well, I did a little survey around the airport, too, to figure out where I would be picking people up. So I kind of, when I got off the plane, I went doodling around like a darn fool, getting lost at the airport and looking at things. And quite amazingly, the bags came so quickly to the carousel that they came out, they spit out all the bags, and mine was sitting there rolling around in circles. And so it was picked up and taken away, because they don't like to leave
unattended
bags. So then I had to look for my bag, which the WestJet people had, and they gave that to me without any trouble. So that was nice. And then I got a car, and I raced over here, and it was so hectic because I got here about 3 o'clock, and the pink carpet was starting at 4.
Promptly at 4.
I know, and Moose P and I took off to the Vons, so he's over there, right?
Is that him?
There he is.
Yes.
Stay there!
No U-turn.
Sayonara!
We won't do a U-turn, we'll do a, oh, I made a mistake.
Yes.
Okay.
We didn't notice a taxi only sign.
Right.
Here we go. Whoops.
All right. Bad. We have reverse.
Clear back here.
And
there we are.
John Ong, you made me break.
Where were you guys? I think I saw you passing earlier.
Oh, you must. I bet yes. You did. Yeah. Because I came from that direction. John Ong, you're on probation now. You realize now we're on.
You're
on podcast too.
Hello, Zoom H2.
This is the Pride 48 Prison Diaries. Fresh meat has just come into the shuttle.
It's actually not that far. Now that I've stepped outside of the hotel, I could kind of know mm-hmm. where things are now.
Yeah, well, it doesn't look that far, but
it is
that far. So you're going to the MGM Grand. That's where you'd like to go?
Yes, or Walgreens. I think Walgreens is a little further up.
The MGM Grand or Walgreens.
And I can walk from...
There's a CVS very close to the hotel.
Where? This hotel? Oh, that? Yeah. Oh, it's over there. It's down there.
Which hotel? Right?
Yes. It's past...
where are you guys going?
We're going to pick up Mark at the Riviera, which we're late for. Look, it's Monday. It's almost 20 after, John.
This is all about social shaming.
Yeah. We need to...
It's okay. I've been podcasting for a while, so I have no shame.
Oh, that's right. You are the podfather.
This is the shuttle that time forgot.
Can we hear them all the way back?
I'm hoping so.
I'm trying to...
Project!
I'm projecting. Sing to the back row, Louise. But the CVS is only about half a mile from the hotel.
Yeah, it's between New York.
Yes, that's the one. There's a Walgreens on this side, side of the street, actually. So if you see Walgreens,
now,
you can tell me.
John, tell us what you're going to buy at the Walgreens.
Hair product.
Just one?
Well, we'll see. I'm hoping just one.
Is it Aquanet or?
No, I'm beyond that.
Oh, how dare you.
How dare you is right. Is this where I should be coming later to pick up my ticket?
Yes.
Okay.
So are you wanting to get out right here, right now? Or
no.
Do you want to keep
go
going?
No, I want to go to Walgreens first.
Okay.
Oh, maybe H&M. To get socks.
Well, this looks like a really handy little drop-off right here.
Sounds good to me. Thank you.
Oh, the police officer says no.
Keep going.
Okay, out you go.
Bye.
Run like a demon. All right, so we just dropped off John Ong, and we are on our way.
On to the Riviera. Now, do we have to pick up John Ong, or is that just a one-way trip?
No, that's a one-way trip. So, what has everybody done? What's been the most interesting thing about Pride 48 that you've really enjoyed or noticed?
Well, seriously, for me, it's just meeting all the the various podcasters and listeners, and it's just been incredibly positive. Everybody's just been so nice and just so much fun to be around and just happy to be here. So,
do you think people are being on their best behavior?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, I've heard of other behavior happening outside, but those are not my confessions. I can't
right.
You know, divulge those. But I've heard tales.
Hmm.
I haven't heard any tales. Tell us a tale. Walgreens.
We're following a van that is advertising hot babes.
Girls that want to meet you, Faye.
Yes. Well, they'll be sorely disappointed.
Well, so far, to me, the strip looks just like any other strip mall in America, with a lot more people in the front.
Mm-hmm.
A little more glitzy, kind of tacky. Does anyone want to stop and get a tattoo while we're on? It's on me.
Oh!
Not the tattoo. Paying for the tattoo.
Are you an instigator?
Yes. Troublemaker.
There's
the world famous Bellagio. Beautiful. My partner, Loverman, is going to clobber me if I don't see the fountain, the dancing waters of the
right.
Monte.
So I've seen it, hit it. Hey, how's this traffic for you?
This is what I expected.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of just pile-ups here on Saturday nights when people are out driving around. Liquored up.
Well, I heard a lot of sirens last night. I was surprised by how much. I guess I really shouldn't be, but I was surprised by how much emergency service traffic there was. Ambulances and fire and. I guess you shouldn't be in a city this size, but.
A city that never sleeps.
Yeah.
Famous Mirage. It's where I think Siegfried and Roy used to perform. So has anyone been to a show?
Moose has.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you see, Moose?
You're gonna laugh.
I saw Menopause the Musical.
How
and actually it was funny.
Was it?
It really was. I wouldn't say it's good, it's funny.
Okay.
So it's.
Oh, sounds like a podcast.
I see the Riviera.
Oh, excellent. All right.
It's about 6 hotels away.
Is that the thing with the spire?
That's the Stratosphere. Yeah.
So that's the one that has the
roller coaster
on the top.
Right.
Excellent.
Oh, that's a long way down there.
Is everybody comfortable back there?
Mm-hmm. It's a little warm.
Very comfy. Yeah.
Well, now, if this were a democracy...
It could be cooler.
This desert is something else, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a true confession. I've never been to the desert before. This is actually it's my first time seeing mountains.
Really?
Yeah.
You have no mountains in Florida?
It's pretty flat.
It is.
Huh. I mean, we have desert, but it's called a beach, and there's water.
At the end.
50 feet out, there, 50 yards, there's water. But really, this is not as deserty as I had pictured, because I thought there'd be those saguaro cactuses and tumbleweeds and stuff. I haven't seen one tumbleweed.
All right, now keep your eyes peeled for Mark. He'll be at the bus stop in front of the Riviera. Now, Mark is always dressed very inconspicuously. You kind of wish he'd wear a pink shirt or something. All right, so we're looking for a bus stop.
I see one dead ahead, and there's a
young man
lounging inconspicuously.
Hello.
Yeah,
we've got a bogey.
Ooh, what do we have? Hi, guys.
Hi, Mark.
You're on live.
Oh,
you're live on Pride 48 right now, Mark.
I was just going to talk about that nudie guy when it passed. Oh, he's...
That son of a bitch.
Do you know what he said to me?
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm just peachy.
Sorry we're late. You can blame John Ong. We've already disgraced him.
Is John Ong in the car?
No.
We threw him out.
We threw him out.
Oh?
Yeah, he got unruly.
We have rules here, you know.
Probably needs a spanking. What did he do?
We had arranged a meeting place and he went to a different one. So we went and got him anyway. Now, are you in a rush to get anywhere? Because I thought we'd just continue down the strip a little ways, not too much farther.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And then we'll go back and head back to the podcasting center.
So I think this is the building that they've stopped construction on. It's this huge complex. I think it was supposed to be the Fountain Blue or something, but it got hit by the recession. And so I think they're going to tear it down. It's supposed to be this big hotel casino thing, so. They tore it down. Or they're going to.
And what got torn down?
Well, they're, this Fountain Blue on the right back there, I guess it was supposed to be completed by now, but they ran out of money, so they're probably going to tear it down. Same thing with the Sahara. This went out of business. They sold everything off, including the toilets.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I was going to adjust their temperature back there. Well, it's full cold, you guys. But I should be able to get you some flow. You feeling any flow back there?
Yes, we opened the air vents.
Oh, there's vents back there too. Very nice.
Do I need to do something with this one?
I really hope that Toppy Smelly recorded his podcast last night.
It was fantastic. I was listening to Toppy Smelly this morning and it was fantastic.
Whoa. Oh, so he did put it up? He downloaded it?
Well, it repeated it. It repeated on Pride 48.
Oh.
Is that too much? Pardon the roaring.
I wonder if he's going to have it on his
website. Podcast now.
Yeah. You know, if you're going to podcast, you have to sometimes suffer a little.
I can't hear you over this air conditioner.
I was watching helicopters take off, one after the other this morning.
From the airport?
From the airport, with what I assume was loaded up with Grand Canyon tour people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to calculate how much money they must be raking in hand over foot if they flew seven helicopters, took off.
Hey, now, Faye, correct me if I'm wrong here, but wasn't helicopter training part of your education?
It was my intention to become a helicopter pilot, but I never made it. I zeroed out.
Did you see that terrible plane crash last night? It was on the news at some plane
bringing
show.
The conversation totally down.
Mark!
The musings of a...
Always look on the dark side, that's what I say.
Mark, you're not supposed to be watching news. You're supposed to be on vacation.
You know, the market could have crashed. I mean, you know, a hurricane could be hitting Florida right now. I have no idea.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of newspapers in this town, are there?
I was thinking about that today. I think here in Vegas,
they probably didn't even know about 9/11 till like 9/15 or 16. It's another world.
Unless it was published in one of those girly magazines, they don't know about it. Has anyone been accosted by those card flipper guys?
The flippers? No, I've heard about the flippers, and they've got these cards that they shuffle, and it looks like a nudie chick. You know, it's kind of a flip cards. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the ones for dancers to your room in 10 minutes or something, you know.
I think dancers. NASA was talking about one, but she said, oh, we felt sorry for the guy. He was like 80 years old and he couldn't, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The show was like really, it took 5 minutes for the chick to take her top off.
And she was 80 years old?
Who was the flipper.
Oh. Who was taking her top off?
On the card.
Oh, okay.
Let me draw you a picture. Actually, I'll just step out and go to the corner. We'll get you one.
Story arc needs some punching up here.
Oh, be nice to Mark. No. He's from Canada.
That's right. I'm not a smart-ass American. Well,
you have
I am.
A moose head in that bag? You can... A fine
no,
lager.
A bat.
Whatever.
Bitch. You guys...
Molson Golden.
All right.
So I'm going to give a little review of this van that we have, the Toyota Sienna minivan. I'm actually quite impressed with this minivan. It seems to be extremely functional. We have currently 4 passengers in the van. Are you gentlemen comfortable back there?
Yes, quite comfortable.
No complaints back here. You could actually sleep back here.
That's good. And you have air conditioning back there, and you're not finding it too cumbersome or difficult, are you, the air conditioning?
No.
You're able to use the functions and all that to your liking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. This is good. You know, we want our customers to be happy and comfortable. And we want them to be able to use the equipment.
You're really looking for that tip, aren't you?
So this van that we have, I'm going to assume it's a 6-cylinder. It must have to be, given the amount of power I feel under my foot, my quivering right foot. And it's actually not too heavy. Sometimes these vans can be quite heavy. It's very nicely sprung. The suspension is good. Is everyone feeling, do you like the ride?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Very nice.
We can feel that acceleration. Got a little kick to it. This is a V6?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it is. I'm not too keen on the shift lever assembly in the dash. It's a bit...
Oh, that is kind of strange.
It's a bit weird. They might as well just have buttons, really, because... Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not really connected to the transmission. All you're doing is hitting a switch when you choose a gear.
Some of the old cars had buttons, didn't they?
Yeah.
I've seen some.
The Valiant had a push-button transmission selector.
There's a USB
port.
Yeah,
my brother had a Plymouth Valiant with the push-button transmission. It died on the interstate.
Aw.
I think he pushed the buttons too hard.
So, Mark, we found out that it's Mexican Independence Day.
See, I told you
that's yeah. Why Mark mentioned to me yesterday there were a lot of Mexicans in his hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
And so apparently that's the reason.
I had some elderly Mexicans knock on my door at 3:30 in the morning looking for someone else. And then, you know, 2,000 plus doors in that place, they have to knock on mine. And I'm a light sleeper, and it took me, you know, hours to get back to sleep. Anyway. But yeah, there's a lot of Mexican folks.
Another Mustang, Faye.
Yes.
Must be popular.
Heavily tattooed young lady.
Right.
Nice looking gal.
With an equally colorfully haired passenger with her too. Two sweet looking girls.
Yeah.
Looking, eyeing up Mark.
The
yeah.
They want some of this.
Roll your window down, Mark.
I think not.
That's a rock.
It's a nice little BMW over there.
There's a BMW M3 with a hard top convertible over there. All black wheels, smoked out black glass rear windows. It is a lovely looking car.
Could use a good shine.
Yes.
It's a little dusty.
Right.
Who's driving that?
It's a Guido. It's a big, hefty Guido is in there.
Is he here for Mexican Independence Day?
He could be. Do you think... I was wondering last night about how people get away with the things they get away with in Las Vegas. Because, you know, it's kind of a seedy town, but they sugarcoat it so nicely.
Well, I mean, hey.
It's just really curious to me about how people feel that they can come here and they sort of have the right to not exactly follow social norms or to step outside of their moral boundary. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think they promote that whole thing, basically. It's what the Sin City, that's what, you know, it's like it's an adult playland. Come, get drunk, get laid, get lucky, have fun. What happens here stays here. It's not real. It's just, you know, that's what this whole town's built on, I think.
Yeah. I find it remarkable that it can succeed so well. Or maybe it's not so remarkable, but it's really interesting to me that it continues to, you know, flourish in that. And it's just a constant cycle. It's different people all the time, isn't it?
My guess is, though, that there's probably less sexual stuff going on than they like to promote, you know, than you'd think, because everybody's so tired from walking up and down the street.
No.
You know, I don't think that it's really... It likes that seedy image, but I don't know if it's, how much of it is really reality, you know? Because it doesn't seem especially sexy to me here, but I don't know. Maybe it is.
You say it doesn't seem...
No, not really.
I was walking around the casino last night. I was thinking this is the most heterosexual place right. I've ever been. Because, you know, you could, the chicks are all, you know, just like, you know, looking for a good time. And
what about this?
It seems very sexual to me.
What about
heterosexual?
Yeah, it's dripping with heterosexuality. But what about this phenomenon too, where you see these guys, these groups, gaggles of straight younger men, mm-hmm. all congregating together, and they're all buddy-buddy, and, you know, some of them are really touchy-feely. Yeah. It's really foreign to me. I don't get how straight guys can be that so sort of somewhat affectionate with each other, but it's not...
Just keep it on a buddy level.
Yeah.
It's kind of the frat boy, military guy fantasy. You see a lot of that here. The team...
Yeah. In fact, I saw two guys dressed in some kind of uniform, soccer uniform or something, heading out on their way to their game, all with their numbered shirts and, you know, names across the back shoulders. And I think, what a strange place to come to Las Vegas to do your sport.
But you would think if guys just move in gangs like that, that would put off... If they're looking for girls, what girl is going to want to, like... It's hard to isolate someone to be with them, you know what I mean? It's like when you have a bunch of gay guys all together, and then none of them meet anybody, because anyone that's going to approach anybody in that group is already intimidated by the group.
So. Right. It's a very interesting experience on many levels to come here. You know, I'm really interested in the sociological experiment and how people interact with each other. And so it's really interesting for me to come here and observe all of these goings on. with between people, you know, same gender, opposite gender, no, you know, all these people interacting. It's really interesting to me.
Yeah, and that people aren't like fighting in the streets or anything, you know, but you have these people from all over the world, but they all seem to get along. Unless there are fights, I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, I don't know. Does anybody feel concerned for your safety in any way from a gay?
I haven't so far. No. To me, it seems very safe. It's almost Disney World. That because, well, when you're in the casino, you know, there's cameras and there's security everywhere.
Yeah, I see so many security guards.
Yeah, I mean, for like every 10 customers, there's one employee and they're watching you. But, I mean, just looking at this here on the street during the day, it seems pretty sedate. I would imagine after dark, it probably gets a little seedier, scarier, possibly.
Okay, quick question now. Do you guys want to get dropped off at the front door where I picked you up? Or do you want to do the long hike in the heat from the parking garage with me?
I'll do the parking garage.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
All right.
Make it easy on yourself.
Is this Reno? Yes, it is.
Here we are, back at the mighty Luxor.
Now, the last time I came up here, Moose P made me run a red light, a stop sign.
He made you.
Yeah, he said, go, go, go.
We're going to be late for the kickoff show.
No, that's not true. I was in full non-control of the vehicle.
You were looking for it.
He had nothing to do with it. Yes, I was. I was concentrating ahead when I should have been looking.
You made quite the entrance. It was a very fetching outfit.
Oh, right.
That was a fabulous
outfit. Thought so.
Why, thank you.
It certainly caught Fatty's eye.
This is your red stop sign again.
Where are you seeing this light sign? Oh, there. Oh, I see.
That's how they get you. Wow. They make the stop signs real small.
I gotta watch for that one. All right, well, let me close out this show. Ladies and gentlemen, Pinkies, we have been to...
Oops.
Oh, sorry. Cell phone call.
It's from the Snobcast. Ha, glad you enjoyed it. It was a very different experience for me than how I...
You forgot to tell us to mute all cell phones.
Okay, just never mind that. Let me finish my show.
Oh, sorry.
Now, we've been up and down the Las Vegas Strip. We picked up John Ong at some mysterious location, and so I have...
An inscrutable location.
And then we got kicked out John Ong, so he's not here any longer. We have collected Mark in Canada from the Riviera, and we are heading, now we are almost about to park. So, just a quick goodbye from those people we have in the van. The anonymous confessor.
Goodbye.
And Guru Nudie's back there snapping shots.
Well, I want to thank you, Faye. It's been a fabulous ride, and you are really an amazing driver.
Thank you very much. And Moose P is with us once again. He's risked his life yet again here. Moose?
It's been wonderful. I've had a good time.
Does anybody want to give their Twitter IDs or email addresses or any of that promotional hoopla?
You can follow me on Twitter at guru_nudie.
Moose?
I'm just Moose P.
And then Mark in Canada is with us here too. Mark?
Yes, please go to musingsofatechwriter.com.
And I am the Faye driver in the pink, the Pride 48 shuttle. And we have arrived. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Goodbye, everybody.